Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I haven't made an episode in a while, but I'm definitely going to be bringing you guys some content. I've been busy working, living my life. You know, I'm a regular guy, but I still make the podcast. And I still find time to reach out to people and give them some motivation, some inspiration, and definitely, you know, some good advice to entice their life in a better way. You know, how's that sound, right? So, people who live and get results are the ones who can have gratitude because they went out, they did it, they made a change in life, and or they progressed to a certain point where they're happy enough to see themselves succeed. Now, anyways, today I was just thinking to myself and I thought I had a lot of good things to say and share on the podcast. So I thought about what I could say to bring value to the podcast, right? So now I was thinking, you know, what makes a successful person, right? What makes a good person, you know? How do those two things interact? Well, a successful person and a good person are very useful to be both. So you as a person, man or woman, doesn't matter. If you are a good person, you stay on the good side of things. You don't get into trouble. You stay on a safe path. You stay on a better scale, right? Because that's what good is. So you're making good choices. You're making intelligent, safe choices. You're not breaking the law. You're not finding things to get you in trouble, right? So now, here's another thing. So, you want to be able to take pride in being a good person. Like, how do you stay so good? What's the secret? That's what I wanted to share today. And the truth is that in order to stay a good person, you have to take a little bit of pride in doing things that are good. It's like this. It's like saying, well, you know, it's easy to be a bad person. It's easy to take a bad route. You know, it's easy to steal or to hate on people. Maybe, you know, that those are bad things. The thing is that those don't serve you in your purpose, and then they don't help you on a straight, narrow path. So some youth needs to learn this, like youth, and this is still the same thing. I made this podcast, I think it was years ago, and it's still the same result. So my podcast helps youth, right? The youth need to hear it because you young people are the ones that make mistakes and make problems for themselves. And that's okay. But at the same time, that's where I think youth should be very focused and not breaking the law and building a habit while they're young. Because, you know, it's good to be comfortable in your own skin. At the same time, there's a lot of trouble you can make for yourself, and you don't want to make yourself trouble because that doesn't lead to you living a better, successful life. What leads to a better, successful life is creating a safer path, one that's got less resistance, one that is clearer to see to the inevitable end. You know what I mean? It's like saying, well, I can wake up, I can choose to do this, I'll get this result. I'll do that. I'll have this result. And those things are important, right? So you don't want to have things getting in your way, right? You don't want to be causing problems and having things pop up that are not going to help you, right? So, you know, you need to have things that are going to bring yourself up, help yourself succeed. Now, you know, I'll tell you this too. I'll tell you this. Now, I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, but, you know, people, sometimes they have patterns of behavior and a wave of behavior. Now, what happens is people behave a certain way. Things are going good. They take it for granted and they start breaking more rules. And then things get even worse. What happens is that that doesn't cause for a successful means of operating through their life, because what happens is you take for granted all the pride and or the work you've done to maintaining a good, safe life. So you do that, and then you throw it away because you did something dumb. Now, you don't want to do that. You want to stay clean, stay fresh, stay well behaved, because those are things that are going to help you. Now, I'll tell you one thing I always say. You know, you want to respect police, respect the law. Okay, respect the law. A mature individual respects the law. A mature individual respects rules. Okay, a successful person plays by the rules, and no one can beat a successful person, because you play by the rules. You don't have anything bad that's going to affect you to where you aren't losing out because of what you chose to do. So essentially, you want to choose to make good choices. Now, you know, even for me, I think, you know, embracing living in the now, you might make bad choices. You might regret what you do. You know, so essentially, smarter people, they make more calculating decisions. And or they may, you know, you want to have something, you need to plan out and pan out what that's going to look like in order to get there. And that's the secret to life. How do you get what you want in life? Well, you have to figure out the practical steps. You have to figure out the steps how to achieve where you want to go, what you want to do, what you want to allow yourself to develop towards. You know, so think about that. You know, take a little pride in being a good person. I try to do that too. I think you have to get in that habit and be on track, because what happens is that it's not easy to be, you know, you're going to look back in regret and say, the only person you have to blame is you. You defeated yourself for allowing yourself to step outside of your successful path, and you destroyed it by breaking the law, by screwing up, by, you know, by ruining relationships with people, by, you know, maybe you did something in that regard that made you, made a major life turn in your life. Now, you know, I'll say this, you know, embrace your talents, harness your talent. You know, amaze people for sure. There's nothing wrong with that. But remember, you know, your success is also defined by all the effort you put into it. So, you know, you have to start thinking and analyzing, okay, well, how did that come to happen for me? Why am I here? How did I get here? You know, then you got to start thinking, okay, well, what can I do in order to achieve something next? What can I do in order to have something else happen that's going to allow me to get to another level? You know, so I think those are important things, because you don't You need to see constant improvement, and that's absolutely fine. And that's actually part of the trick. Seek constant improvement so your mind is distracted from not doing things that are gonna cause you problems and cause your life to be worse. So that's part of the secret. The secret is okay. Well, you know, stay on a clean path, a good path. Remember, take pride. You know, how are some people so good all the time? I look back, I'm like, how is that, you know, I don't have the, you know, I'm not always feeling like I need to be, you know, I am a good person. I stay doing good things, but everybody feels certain times like, you know, you what happens is you don't want people that are sick and twisted in who turn against you. Now that's part of the problem, and it's exactly it. It's toxic people who try to fight a war with you, and then you now say, okay, it's on. I'm going to fight the war against you. And that makes you a worse person, because everything you're fighting for to stay as a good person gets thrown out the window because some person is trying to agitate and instigate a fight with you. And it makes everything you've worked for to be a good person, you throw it away because someone is so toxic and destructive that they don't have a brain in order to process how to live peacefully and how to live successfully. And it's the same goes as like Putin, as Russia right now. Same thing with Russia and Putin. The guy wants to be toxic, and the guy wants to kill, eliminate, and destroy humanity and society for Ukraine. Now that's really sad. Nobody was attacking Russia. Russia, no one's still attacking Russia. The guy's bulldozing. The guy's taking tanks, using his army and you know, running and destroying Ukraine, the city. They're ripping malls apart. You know, it's sad, but it's just because someone's so toxic, they'd rather choose chaos and death over life. So remember when I say that. And do I sound extreme when I give that advice? Well, absolutely not, because look how far it leads to. There's even death. There's death that occurs across America because someone was too toxic, and instead of choosing a loving, helpful, kind approach, they chose a destructive, hateful path, and that led to a worse outcome for them, and it led to people retaliating in the same aspect, that's how things come to happen. You know, so anyways, that's it for today, folks. Hopefully you're living your life, you know, stay in the news, stay in the now, stay up to date with things that are going to help you in your life, and stay up to date with my podcast. I'll be bringing new episodes shortly. Thank you very much for tuning in. Share with your friends, your family, with anybody you think who might like to listen, and you all take care, respect, love yourself first. And definitely seek improvement, for life is one big planet to improve on. Anyways, thank you very much.